We all throw things away at home and at work. But when you think about it, there really is no such thing as away. Waste doesn't just disappear. At Royal Mail, we must start to understand that the waste we produce and what we do with it is everyone's responsibility. It's time to start reimagining waste as a resource, not as something we discard and forget about. Things we send to landfill simply stay in the ground, which damages the environment by releasing methane, harming local wildlife and creating odour problems. But if we recycle as much as possible, we can rewrite the story of waste. Royal Mail has made big improvements over the last couple of years, from recycling only 6% in 2008 to over 57% in 2011. That's impressive. But by working together, we can recycle even more. By changing the way we think, we can change the way we act. If we start to see our waste as a resource, then we can help it take a different journey, giving it a second chance to come back as something useful. In 2011, Royal Mail generated over 34,000 tons of waste. We recycled well over half of this, yet we know that over 80% of our waste can be recycled. So there's much more we can do. Last year, we sent over 4,500 tons of paper and over 3,500 tons of plastic to landfill. But paper and plastic can both be recycled easily at every Royal Mail site. Recycling a ton of paper saves 17 trees. So Royal Mail alone can save a further 76,000 trees each year. It's amazing when you think about it like that. Royal Mail has two main waste streams, mixed recycling for recyclable waste and residual waste for what we can't yet recycle. With mixed recycling, we can recycle all types of paper such as newspapers, York, tray and bag labels, photocopy paper, cardboard, and each one of the 120 million paper towels that Royal Mail uses each year. Mixed recycling can take all types of plastic, such as bag ties, plastic bottles, shrink wrap, and all the 17.5 million Clix cups we use every year. There are still a few things we can't recycle, like Strapex and food waste that go in our residual waste bins. But don't forget our famous rubber bands. They can all be reused. Keeping the two bins together will make recycling much easier and keep us thinking about the journey of waste and how we can change it. Then it's taken to a modern materials recycling facility where all waste types are separated. Items are recycled and treated as a valuable resource for the future, not something to bury and forget about. We can change how we think about waste and what we do with it so easily, and it will make such a difference. Together, we can recycle more. Find out more on the EcoHub at www.rmenergy.co.uk.